Here I am again, alone. I just got out of work. Didn't really have a long day. It's just, it went by so slow. And man, am I tired. But quite a few things have happened in the last, what's it been, a week? I don't know. I don't have a guest today because Megan decided he was too tired to come here today. So understandable. I get it. I get tired a lot. I'm currently playing cup pong with my friend on iMessage, and I'm about to do my please be my last turn, and I keep missing. I made it. Okay, so I should win unless they make the next shot and clear their cups. Got a new vape. I don't promote vaping to anybody unless you're a smoker trying to quit. I suppose the more harmful cigarette, acoustic nicotine, if you will. She did her last turn. All right, I won. Good sport. She said good game. Smock Acro is what I got. It's pod based, but you fill the pods yourself, and you just buy like. I think it's like a 3-pack of pods for like $12 or something like that. And I don't know if I'm not doing it right or if I'm not priming the coils right, but mine keep burning out after like 2 days. So yeah, this is a solo podcast. Here I am, your host. Did you miss me? No. Maybe? I don't know. But I got some new cover art for my podcast. I made it myself, kind of, with the help of an app. So I downloaded the app. I don't remember what it's called. Basically, I had it like kind of cartoon my face. And then it was kind of shitty, not going to lie. It wasn't a hard picture, I don't think, to do, but it was kind of shitty. So basically what I did is I took that. And then I sent that picture to my Surface Pro 7, which I just bought like, 3 days ago. Pretty cool. Kind of useless purchase. Maybe. I wouldn't say useless. I'll touch more on that in a second. So I sent it to that, and then I opened up 3D Paint or whatever on there, and I put the picture on there, and I applied finishing touches, and I made it look more smooth, better, like more natural. You know what I mean? You can't really be that natural with a cartoon, but whatever. So I did that and put the text up top. Give me a second podcast. And honestly, I think it looks great, especially for, you know, basically doing it myself. I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not good at all that shit. But, you know, fuck it. I did it. And I think it looks pretty damn good for my first time doing anything like that, even though I kind of cheated. Not going to lie. I tried drawing myself. I tried, but I can't do it, man. I suck. I try to do like a caricature type thing, caricature, some shit like that. I tried. It's hot as fuck in my room. I keep talking fast because I don't want to leave any downtime or nothing on here. You know what I mean? I don't want too much empty space. I got to fill up the whole thing, which I don't really need to do. I can cut things out whenever I want. I don't even have to sit here and talk for an hour straight. I'm sorry if I'm just rambling, just getting everything out of there. But like, my butt hurts. I just got home and I have no privacy, so I can't even beat off real quick. I was hoping to start this after a fresh beat off. You know what I mean? My head's clear. I'm feeling good, but can't do that. So... in the recent days, rapper, artist, DaBaby. DaBaby had said some pretty homophobic things. And, so let me pull this up real quick. Let me read up on this because I don't want to, you know, fuck the story up. So, basically, what he had done was at Rolling Loud, he made some homophobic remarks regarding gay men and, you know, HIV and AIDS and shit. And basically, was saying something about dudes sucking dick in the parking lot. And out of nowhere, bro, completely unprovoked, it was like something like put your like flash on or whatever, camera lighter, some bullshit like that. You know, if you don't got AIDS, some shit like that, or if you're not out here sucking dick in the parking lot. Sheesh. Man, you know, like, DaBaby, if you ever hear this, like, I fuck with you, but that's a nasty-ass stance. You know what I mean? And then he defended that on Twitter. He, the people with, like, AIDS and shit that he talked about, he said something, like, along the lines of, like, y'all are valid. But the whole, and then he, the LGBT community as a whole, he said, basically, like, you do y'all, whatever, some shit like that. Like, he's minding his business. But, like, putting him on blast like that, that's nasty, man. That's nasty energy. I understand. I don't want to say that, you know what I mean? I know how he was raised, how he was brought up, and none of that, because I don't at all. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I do. But, like, some people are raised, you know what I mean? Like, anything LGBT is bad. Like, if you're not, you know, just cisgendered, straight, male or female, like, there's something wrong with you. Nah, bro, that's... Times changing, man. And I feel like people should be more comfortable coming out as, you know, who they are and stuff like that. Whether it's, like, gay, lesbian, bi, asexual. Honestly, I don't even know how these things are. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the most educated, because I'm not. There's still a lot of stuff I don't understand, and I'm open to being more, you know, educated on these things. So if I say anything wrong, I'm sorry. It's all, you know, with good intentions. Nothing, you know, I don't got nothing against anybody. There are some things I think are weird. Like when people identify as animals, I saw somebody that identified as some sort of like fawn, like deer shit on Facebook. And I was like, what the fuck? But fuck it, that's you, ain't got nothing to do with me. So basically with like all that, I don't understand at all how like in this day and age, don't even matter how old you are, how can you be so worried about someone like another man sucking dick or another woman being with a woman or like how somebody identifies? That's like, it just doesn't make sense. Like if you don't fuck with it, you don't have to talk to them. You don't have to do none of that, but like mind your business. You know what I mean? Cause like, for example, both of my sisters are gay, lesbian, whatever. Or my older brother, he's trans. You know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. So, who the fuck am I to accept or deny or to even comment about it in a negative way? Like, who the fuck am I? I'm not going to change their mind. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's them. That's who they are. It's not up to them. You know, like, I love both of them. The whole LGBT plus community. I don't know all the letters. I'm sorry. I see some people call y'all the Alphabet Mafia and... It's a played out joke, but like, yeah, there's a lot of letters that I don't know, so I'm not gonna sit here and try to do all of them. How you identify, whatever your sexual preference is, ain't got a goddamn thing to do with me at all. If you like penis and you are a man, how is that gonna affect my life at all? How? It's not. I don't like penis, so I don't care if you do. All right, so. There's that. So, as a man with that much clout and that much, like, attention, you know what I mean? You're famous. Long story short, you're famous. For you to, you know, come out and say that publicly at one of the biggest, you know, music festivals, concerts, whatever, ever, is crazy. That's crazy. And... yeah, you'll lose a lot of fans. You'll definitely lose a lot of fans. You're definitely going to get some hate, some backlash, whatever. And, of course, freedom of speech, you are more than welcome to, you know, have that stance. You know, but, like, and honestly, You know, I wouldn't say I respect your stance, but it's, you know, who am I? You know what I mean? Everybody was brought up differently. If that's what's, you know, implemented in your brain, that's what's implemented in your brain, and I'm sorry. But I don't know, man. It's sad. You know, I accepted that the world is never going to be a good place. There's absolutely zero possible way that every single person in the world is going to be politically correct. There's absolutely zero possible way in the world that, you know, everyone is going to be nice to everybody. Everyone is going to have the same stance. There's no way. So I don't waste my time in the slightest getting offended by anything. I brush all that shit to the side. Anybody got something negative to say about me? I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry you feel that way. You know, like, that's you. My life should not have any effect on yours. If you're not, you know, if you're not my family, my girlfriend, my friends, whatever, my wife, like, you, there's no way my life should affect yours. So, but whatever. So I don't waste time getting offended about anything. For people in, like, you know, like the LGBT community, I can't really tell you. I know how you feel. I can't really tell you how to feel. But some advice that nobody asked for. Tougher skin, man. You know what you are, and it's pretty obvious that everybody's gonna have opinion about it. Not everybody's gonna be 100% on board. So my advice would just be, don't waste your time worrying about what everybody thinks. Don't waste your time worrying if somebody makes a mistake of misgendering you, especially if it's a mistake. People make honest mistakes, especially if you're not all the way into your transition, especially if you still have some features or, you know, of the your previous gender. It's just, I wouldn't get too upset about it. People make honest mistakes. That guy at GameStop, I fucked up already. That woman at GameStop a couple years ago was like, "It's ma'am." I feel like they shouldn't have, you know, got too upset about that one. Because, I mean, to be fair, there was still features, you know what I mean? So it's not the easiest thing to just automatically, you know, especially I don't want to assume that you're ma'am, you know what I mean? Because then, like, what if they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am." And they're like, "Ma'am? What?" You know what I mean? Because some people just have, you know, different features. So, again, I'm sorry. I'm not 100% educated. I'm not, you know, so I might sound ignorant to some people. And again, I'm sorry. It's all with good intentions. But yeah, my advice is just don't dwell on everybody being politically correct all the time or being nice, even in general. It's hard. You know, some people make honest mistakes. You know, not everybody is against you. Not everybody's trying to disrespect you. So I say some things just leave it better left unsaid. You know what I mean? Yeah, I've gotten a few arguments on Facebook. Not even arguments. Just like somebody just straight coming at me for... They were saying like, "Oh, you're the type to, you know, not help a woman unless it's justified or whatever. Just as long as, you know, she didn't do anything wrong or whatever. It's always her fault." And I'm like, "Hey, yo, what?" Like, basically, the context behind that was somebody had... posted like a screenshot of like a dude just out of nowhere. Like, it was just a screenshot of like his message just like bashing her body shame and like slut shame, all this like bullshit. And I was like, what the fuck even happened? What's the context behind this? Because like, I just want to, you know what I mean, like, I'm not like victim blaming. That's also what this fucking little bitch said I was doing, not the person that posted, just some random ass fucking like little fucking, what the fuck, I don't even know, I can't body shame. This person was just saying, I was like, "Bro, like, I'm just curious, you know what I mean? The person posted it on Facebook. I want to know what the fuck happened. Like, did this dude just say this out of nowhere? Or was like, is it just like a random message? Or like, did she say something and then he felt obligated to say that? You know what I mean? I'm not saying at all what the dude was saying was right. I'm just like, why the fuck did he say that? or like when did he just come out with that, you know? So it's people like that that I don't like. People that think they gotta start a battle or start a fucking war with every little thing, you know what I mean? Like, people that think everyone has ill intentions, like, nah, bro, like, it's not even like that. Like, you just assumed all this shit about me based off of one simple question, and that simple question was, the fuck happened? You know? But, whatever, to each their own. I got kicked out of that group by accident, though. The fucking admin or whatever, moderator of the group messaged me, said I was trying to kick somebody else and I accidentally kicked you by accident. If you would like to join back without answering all the questions or whatever, feel free to shoot me a message. I was like, nah, I'm all set, bro. Yeah, but shit, man, I'm real excited. Shout out to whole, you know, shout out to everybody except pedophiles, murderers, weird, just people with weird energy. Don't shout them out, but shout out everybody with good intentions. Shout out everybody who, you know, just loves and respects everyone, you know what I mean? Because that's me. I love and respect everybody, regardless of, you know, orientation, background, skin, whatever, obviously, you know what I mean? The normal shit. Like, shout out everybody. I accept everybody. But if you piss me off, if you start getting disrespectful, I'm going to get disrespectful back. It's, I mean, point blank. I don't give a fuck what you are. You know what I mean? Like, if a gay person start getting disrespectful to me, I'm going to get disrespectful with you, not because you gay. I don't give a fuck. I'll kiss you on the mouth. But, like, nah, bro. I'm not the one. I've been trying to go as long as possible without getting an air conditioner. Let me adjust the mic real quick. Sorry if this makes noise. I've been trying to go as long as possible without getting an air conditioner. And it's the end of July. So I'm doing pretty well so far. Because, I mean, I don't think it's going to get hotter. I don't think it's going to get much worse than it's been. And I've been surviving just barely with this little, what the fuck is it called? Arctic air, little air cooler things, like, you put ice or water in the top and it blows, you know what I mean, cold air out. Simple enough. But, like, it's not effective for cooling down the room at all. It's definitely no replacement for an air conditioner. Sorry, I just had to take a selfie. Send it to somebody real quick. No replacement for an air conditioner. But, you know, it works if you're in the vicinity. Proximity, you know. A thing I want to talk about that I feel like I have to say all the time is, you know, I'm looking for support. You know, I know not everybody got it like that, but shit, if you do got it like that, even if you don't got it like that and you feel like supporting, if you really fuck with the pod, if you really like the pod, it would definitely mean everything to me if you supported, you know, like donations, shit like that. Even leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, that's helpful too. Something to do with algorithm, I don't know, but it definitely helps. Hold on, I got a vape real quick.
Daddy, chill.
Yeah, it helps. It definitely does help. I'm at 19 minutes right now. There's absolutely no way I could stretch this out into an hour. I got things to do. I got to shower and wash my asshole and my balls. Both of them. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't. It's kind of boring with no one to talk to. You know what I mean? I hate doing these solo podcasts. Like, if it was like a podcast where I did have somebody on, you know what I mean? We just didn't have any extra guests. It'd be nice, but this is a solo podcast. So unless I have content and shit that I can talk about that's written down, it's kind of nothing. I can't really do much because I don't know what the hell to talk about. I just improvise, adapt, overcome. I can't even overcome, man. This is hard. I don't even know if I could stretch it out to where I do like 30-something minutes last week. I got some clips. You know, matter of fact, I'm gonna add in a clip, some shit I recorded with my mom. So here is me and my mom having a discussion. Hello. Yeah. Okay. So you're telling her you're doing a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You text slow?
I said, it's kind of a big one.
Okay. Well,
All right.
Do you know why,
Mom, do you have, like, questions?
You don't have good podcast etiquette right now.
Okay.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
You focus. Look at me. Paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why I brought you here today?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No. Is it intervention?
No, it's not an intervention. It's because the guests I was supposed to have today... Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're a last resort.
I'm okay.
Because the guests I was supposed to have today...
Mm-hmm.
Got on my nerves a little bit.
Mm.
Not really, you know. It's just... The plan was 11:30.
Oh, yes.
11:30 yes. to 12:30.
Yeah.
I was going to have them, and they said they were going to be late. And I just told them...
Forget it.
Don't, yeah, because I don't have time. You know, I got a haircut at 1.
Exactly, and then I was still here, so you thought I could be a backup, but then I had to go to work.
Be a backup, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, so, you want to close that door?
Oh, sure.
So, I'm just going to hit you with some questions.
Okay, I hope I can answer them for you.
It's going to cause a lot of uproar in the community.
Like our household community?
In the community.
Oh, okay. I can handle
Who's your
that.
Favorite child?
I don't have one.
Okay.
I'll tell you who my favorite son is.
That's tricky because you got two now.
Well, you're my favorite son.
But you got two now.
From birth.
You got two now. Should we just keep it? There's no favorites?
Right, it's just, no I favorites. Love you all the same.
Okay, who's your favorite cat?
Ooh, okay. That's tough.
Wait, hold on.
That's way harder than okay, cats, guys,
so
I think.
That's harder?
Yeah, there's like seven of them. There's only three
Obviously
of you.
I'm the best one. So, guys, my mom is the crazy cat lady.
Not really.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm just an animal lover.
Cat lady.
Because yeah.
I love animals. Not cats, but I love animals.
So if you had your own place and were allowed to have animals...
I would have one dog.
Yeah, but you don't like fur on your clothes either.
But I would have one dog.
But I could accept... But you would... I would accept
I would,
it.
I would much rather have one dog than seven cats.
Dogs are a lot of work.
Yeah, but like they're cooler. You could bring them more places and it looks cooler when you bring them places.
True.
And when you go in a drive-thru, everyone's like, oh my God.
Oh, do you remember that? I did through the drive-thru. I brought when Chicken was a baby. I brought him through the drive-thru at Dunkin'.
Yeah. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, none of you know, Chicken is one of the cats. Okay, mm-hmm. So first, all right, this is going to be a sad story. So we started with Mia in like 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Got her as a newborn. Well, you know, like what, 8
whatever
weeks,
whatever,
yeah. That was my cat, man. Always came to me, dude. I was the one.
Yeah. Even when you moved out.
Even when I moved out, it was a good one. As soon as I walk in the door, she's yelling at me. And then, who do we get next?
Max.
Max. So Max we inherited from the wilderness.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he was a wild cat, but...
He was like the sweetest, like mellow cat.
Yeah, he was just out.
Yeah.
And eventually he started coming in the house. We would feed him, leave treats outside near the tree in the yard.
Yeah.
And he came in the house. And then what happened?
And you then I decided I wanted a kitten. So then we got Kitty. Someone, I put a post on Facebook.
Didn't we get Kitty and Chicken together?
Oh, no. We got Kitty first.
And then Chicken from the same person?
Yes. Like months later, like okay. 6 months later.
So we got Kitty, and then we got Chicken.
Oh, Kitty
from
we
the
got in
person.
December, and then we got Big Chicken in May.
Okay. And the reason she says Big Chicken, right, is because Chicken and Kitty did incest and had a child, a kitten. And that kitten just so happened to look exactly like Chicken. So, they couldn't think of a name, so they just called him Chicken.
Baby.
Baby Chicken. And so, I just say we have two chickens because I can't tell them apart. You know, one comes in the door and one goes out the door when I open it. I don't know who's who.
You can tell by their temperament or attitude. No, you can't. Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Big chicken does not like people.
I don't know,
man. And he hisses at the kittens.
He hisses?
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Yeah. So then that resulted in baby chicken. And then they did incest again.
Yep.
And then we got Rocky.
Mm-hmm. So she had one kitten twice at this point.
So yeah, then she had two, one kitten per birth.
Litter.
And per litter?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Isn't that what's in the box? Is someone calling you? Who's calling you?
Probably.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Your godmother.
My godmother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she can wait, dude. We're on a podcast.
Yeah.
She's cool, though.
Yeah.
Last time, I was like 16 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her. She's cool.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah. So more incest. And then Rocky. And Rocky was okay, I guess. I didn't like him that much.
I loved Rocky.
Yeah. And then basically more incest. A lot of incest in the household. Not from the family, but from the cats.
Yeah. Which is more acceptable, more, I think.
Yeah, you're just... there's no incest going on here.
Yep.
Stop.
Right. Yeah, no.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Mia died.
Nope.
No.
We got to step back. So, we had Rocky.
Had Rocky.
Right? And that was in April of 2020.
Damn.
And then in August of 2020, Big Chicken impregnated Kitty another time.
Another pregnancy?
Yeah, because we were trying to get them fixed, the males fixed, but because of COVID, we had trouble. So then she had the two girls, Sophie and...
The three of them.
No,
she
two.
Had three.
No. That I gave to our friend.
Oh,
remember? Sophie and... Oh my gosh.
Rosie
and Sophie. And
Rosie. Yeah, I forgot about those.
Those
ones.
Two girls. So that litter, she had two. And then we moved.
What are you drinking?
Iced tea.
Oh.
Would you like some?
No more alcohol?
Mm-mm.
Haven't had alcohol in a while?
No.
Good. Proud of you. So keep going with the story.
Okay. So then we gave those two kittens away right before because we were moving. We had to move to a new house, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the one we're in now. So we moved here and then... More incest with her, with Kitty again.
With Kitty, yeah.
And Rocky, which was her son.
So Kitty is the slut of the house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and then you can take it from there. Right.
So then I got the timeline right.
Yeah.
So Mia, my cat, died.
Yeah.
Just dead as hell.
No, not in the house. Like, we had to put her down because... Oh. Remember,
okay, yeah, we
she
put
kept
her down.
Throwing up.
She
and
had
she wouldn't
some
eat.
Sort of infection in her intestines.
Yeah.
And now she's just dead as hell, sitting on the mantle. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Does that make you sad?
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. This is a podcast.
Are you trying to make me cry? I mean,
no, don't cry on the podcast. Oh. We don't show feelings here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we do.
I'll do my best.
But not right now.
Okay.
Anyways, so then...
That was when? Do you remember?
No, because if I... No, but if I make you cry on the podcast and I look bad, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's gonna look like I make my mom cry.
Like I'm
so
purpose.
Don't cry.
Yeah.
Make me look good.
Okay. That was the end of January.
Mia died end of January. Okay, and then shortly after the kittens were born,
Kitty got pregnant.
Kitty got pregnant after that?
No, Kitty gave birth. Remember,
gave
she was pregnant
birth.
With Rocky's
yes.
children.
And then so there was three kittens.
And right before they were born.
Right before it.
I'm gonna hold it together.
Stop, cause I'll laugh.
All right, I'm going to hold it together.
This is a bad thing to laugh. I'm sorry.
That is a bad thing to laugh about. Kind of mean.
Should I explain the detail, or should I just say he just passed?
You could. What? It's your podcast.
You good?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink this iced tea like it's wine
it's
or something.
Wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say it quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, right before the kids were born, Rock.
That is not even
funny. It's not funny. I just... Right.
Because you didn't like Rocky.
Yeah, but that's still, like, that's not good.
No.
Okay, so right...
So, like, literally,
like,
what was it, like a
week
before...
Like a week before the kittens were born.
Yep.
Rocky got hit by a car and unfortunately passed away. Then the kittens were born. Lo and behold... one of the kittens looked exactly like Rocky, except it was a girl. Yep. So my mother named her Roxy. I think that's a good name to carry on the legacy.
Yeah. The only difference, she's like a little bit lighter in color.
A little bit lighter, yeah. Like Rocky was like gray with darker gray stripes.
Yeah, she's just a lighter
person. She's just lighter. But yeah, her name is Roxy. And then, of course, we had another kitten that looks like Chicken. So when that one's older, it's going to look like both of the chickens. I'm not going to be able to tell any of them apart. But his name is Nugget because, you know, got to stay in the
chicken
family. In the chicken family, yeah. What is chicken? Poultry. Poultry family, yeah. And then there's another one that kind of looks like Kitty, but doesn't really look much like Kitty anymore.
She looks a lot like Kitty. I think the older she gets, she looks more. That's Zoe.
I think she, and then there's Zoe. I think she looks less like Kitty. So that all goes back around to you are the crazy cat lady.
Right, but I was, prior to the death of my Rocky,
yeah,
going to give, I was only going to keep one kitten that out of the
to
three.
To replace Mia.
Well, even before
you
that.
You were going to replace Mia?
No, there's no replacing. But I was just going to keep one kitten because they're
to
cute.
To take the space?
No.
Just to keep it?
Yeah.
So now how many kittens we have?
A total of cats or just kittens?
Well, cats. So we got Kitty, Chicken, Max, Nugget, Zoe, Roxy.
Yes, seven.
That's seven cats, Mom. Mm-hmm.
But the boys go outside. The older boys go outside.
But that's seven cats.
That is.
That's a lot.
Yes, and
imagine
I love them.
Imagine if you
all
had seven kids.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Vet bills are expensive.
They can be, yes.
They're expensive.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Yeah, no.
Well, no more. At this point, Kitty cannot get pregnant because all the adult boys are fixed.
All the boys are fixed.
Yes.
Phew. Okay, yeah. Good.
And Rocky was scheduled to be fixed 2 days after.
2 days.
After he had passed, he was supposed to be fixed, but
save some money.
Yeah. So we'll just have to fix Nugget when he gets a little bit bigger.
Oh yeah. You should have just postponed the appointment until like a couple months from now, so and just put Nugget in his place.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. How expensive is that, fixing a cat? Well, was it more expensive to have him cremated or to get him fixed?
Depends where you go. To get a cat fixed, if I went through POA Spay, so that's Protector of Animals, mm-hmm. Out of East Hartford, and they charge, I believe, $100.
To fix them?
They'll fix them and give them rabies and maybe distemper
shot.
Give
them rabies or give them a rabies shot?
Oh, sorry, rabies shot.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
So they're about $100, but if we went through the vet that we used to go through, they said it starts at $500
and
can go up to $800.
And that's at Piper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people that I see, mm-hmm. A Facebook friend of mine asked for vet recommendations, and then someone said, definitely not Piper.
No.
And then they agreed they don't
They're
go
just
to Piper.
Super expensive, and for instance, Mia, that's where we had brought her when
rest
she got
in peace.
Sick.
Say rest in peace?
Yes, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
And I believe that bill was, I don't know, over $400.
$400?
To put her down. With Rocky, it was a little different because since he got hit by a car
already,
he was already passed. So, in the freezer. So, they just were
you
able.
Didn't have to throw that in there.
Okay, well, yeah.
He didn't die in a freezer.
No, he died before the freezer.
And then they put him
in. And then, yeah. So, and that was about 100 something. So, yeah. So.
This is
a different fact.
We started off kind of morbid. We need to be on a lighter note.
Yeah, is there anything? Think of a positive. Oh, you're going back to school?
I'm going back to school.
That's super exciting.
That sounds like something for a different segment. So how I like to do it is I like to record in segments, and then I put all the segments together.
Okay.
So basically.
So are we have to talk about cats or.
No, we don't have to. Honestly,
I don't
the
know.
Way that I've been doing it, I'll record in segments,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll put in a little transition sound,
okay.
and then the next recording will come in. It could be completely unrelated. It sounds like a new episode of something else, or a completely different podcast.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I sincerely hope you enjoyed it. another thing I realized is, I really got to get better at scheduling, because I always ask people last minute if they want to be on. or people ask me last minute, I'm like, bro, like, I'm not even in the state right now. You know what I mean? My scheduling is bad. I got to schedule things ahead of time. And I also don't have to record on the same day every week. I can, you know, I could record some shit any day and save that shit for a later episode. I don't even have to drop it that week. You know what I mean? I could record shit on Friday, drop it next Friday. I could drop that shit a month from now. You know what I mean? So my scheduling, I need work. I'm still not 100% used to, you know, podcast life. I'm not all that good at it. I don't have the best equipment. You know what I mean? I just partially designed my own logo. I mean, I designed it myself, but like, I didn't do all the art by hand. You know what I mean? I wish I did. I reached out for tips in like multiple groups. Nobody got back to me, man. Nobody gave me no tips. Nobody helped me out at all. So I tried to do my research, and anything I looked up, I came up with nothing. You know what I mean? So I did this shit basically myself. I had to do what I can. And I mean, it worked out really well, to be honest, especially for having no idea what the hell I'm doing. I had an idea and I went for it and I got it. I start school, what is today? I start school in about 3 weeks, and man, am I nervous, but somehow I'm going to have to, you know, juggle like work, school, and the podcast, because I need these episodes to drop every week. I'm not, you know, I'm committed to this. I ain't start this to be half-assed and to do it for a month. You know what I mean? And this is something I want to do. So, I am looking forward to learning. I'm real, you know, real excited about finally getting the knowledge that I need to do what I want for a career. You know what I mean? My career is in entertainment, but, you know, I would love to be entertaining on the side. You know what I mean? But I'm going to school to be a mechanic, automotive technician, whatever the hell it's called now, because not everything is just motor. You know, it's a bunch of electronics in cars now. So looking forward to you guys, you know, taking this adventure with me. You know what I mean? Listening. You guys are basically doing it with me, because that's probably what I'm going to be talking about a lot on the podcast. And yes, it's going to be cool. I could listen back in the future and like a time capsule type shit, you know what I mean? I could listen back in the future to, you know, how I was feeling when I started school, like just the shit that was going through my mind that I put on the podcast. You know what I mean? It's going to be cool to hear that shit in a year, hear that shit when I graduate, whatever. Oh, that was a double. That's probably going to wrap up the podcast. Honestly, these solo episodes are usually only like 30 minutes long. So I'm sorry that I didn't have much content. I need to get better at planning. I need to write shit. I need to, you know, write down segments that I want to talk about. And another thing I do want to add, it goes along with what I talked about with support. You know what I mean? Supporting the podcast. You could send in voice messages. You can contact me on social medias like Instagram or Snapchat. My Snapchat is open to everybody. My Instagram is jrod1499. You can send me a DM. Any questions you got, anything you want to hear me talk about, anything like that, I'll do it. You know what I mean? I'm open to ideas. I'm open to, you know, constructive criticism. You know what I mean? Just don't be an asshole. 'Cause I'm not going to answer you, bro. I'm ignoring that shit. Snapchat, JRAM, as in maggot, 10, 11, 12. That's my Snapchat. If you want to send me a message on there too, my stories are open to everybody. They're public. My messages are open to everybody. It's public as well. Don't send me dick pics. You can send me dick pics, but just, you know what I mean, be respectful, please. That's all I ask. Because I do want to make the podcast as interactive as I can. You know what I mean? I would love to do video podcasts in the future once I have the proper setup for it. I got like a little studio room, shit like that. That's probably not going to be for a while. You know what I mean? There's a lot of podcasts that didn't even have videos until like 50 episodes in, and that's, to be honest, that's kind of what it's looking like right now. But, you know, I'm looking forward to expanding the brand, you know, making everything good, and, you know, like, good looking as possible. I want it to sound good, I want it to look good. So if I can get these on YouTube, that'll be, you know, great. I'm also working on music too, so, you know, I got a lot on my plate. I do got a lot on my plate. Music, school, work, podcast. You know what I mean? Then I got shit at home. I got other shit that I gotta, you know, do. So any little bit of support helps, man. It really goes a long way. So with all that being said, I think I covered enough today. I didn't really cover much. I covered like 3 different subjects, plus throwing a clip of my mom. Yeah, so thank you all for listening. Thank you for being here with me, you know, while I'm still learning and stuff. I appreciate all the support, all the people that listen, all the people that, you know, like and share when I post it on like Facebook and shit. I appreciate all that. So thank you, and I will see y'all next week.